You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Moments away from Kevin Stefanski, kick it off. Another beautiful day out in Berea. We will hear from Coach as he will be holding court. Big press conference day. Obviously, yesterday, a rough day all the way around in Berea because of the injury to Martin Emerson. So they've had more time to process all of that and what that means for the depth chart, the opportunities that open up. Obviously, Cleveland fans, we are no stranger to having injuries very early on. And you know what that can do? It'll obviously open up some possibilities here and what that does for Newsom and then some other guys to get a crack at different positions. Imagine, we just went to break. Do we have an update? And again, we'll throw it out to Berea as soon as Kevin Stefanski.
Poll up right now, I'm double dutying because I'm listening to them as well in my ear. But right now, the poll... Should Shedeur Sanders be getting more first-team reps? Right now, 58% say yes, he should.
This poll already over 3,500 views and over 300 votes.
Right here.
That's confirmed via MRI. He'll get surgery. He's out for the season. Disappointed. Obviously, injuries are the worst part about our game, but he will bounce back. I know what he's made of. And I know he's got our support, he's got his teammates' support. So, but with that, I'll take any questions.
Greg obviously steps up, or continues kind of in that base defense as an outside guy. But what's sort of the mix behind him, if you could, and just how do you see sort of that group?
I need to work through it. I think that's the thing that we've seen, certainly this season, every season, you'll have injuries at positions and guys have to earn roles, and I think that's what training camp is about, really figuring that out.
Obviously Cam Mitchell I would think would be in that mix. Mm-hmm. What have you seen from him in his couple of years?
Yeah, Cam's always done a nice job. He's productive when he's out there. I think he's ball aware, very intelligent player, even though where did he go to college? You remember?
Northwest. You might have two of those out there.
Who?
Greg.
Oh, Greg and yeah. Scott's happy.
We talked about this a little bit yesterday with Mark, but he was really determined to have that bounce back season.
Yeah.
We talked about doing all the soul searching.
I know.
Everything
that he was tough.
Makes it even tougher.
Tough. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, Mary Kay. It's hard any which way. I mean, these guys put so much into this game physically, mentally, emotionally, and it's an injury like that. It's just, I don't want to see any of our players ever in that position. It's just, it's tough. Tough to see. Having said that, I know what this kid's made of. Yesterday was a lot, and he's sore today, and it's going to be tough, but I know what he's made of.
Did you get a chance to talk to MJ?
I did. Yeah, I talked to him yesterday and today. He's hurting.
I don't think he missed any practices, but was he complaining of a calf strain at this
camp? No.
You don't know?
No. Well, no, but I'm... not going to get into all the specifics on that type of stuff.
Kevin, with the injured players, whether it's Martin in the situation or J.O.K. or what, any of them, how does the team sort of, what are some of the mechanisms, some of the things that the team tries to do to keep them involved, keep them, so they don't feel kind of on an island?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's really, it is hard, and that's part of this sport. Oftentimes when you get injured, you have to go get surgery somewhere else, and then you come back, and whether you're rehabbing here or elsewhere, you're in the training room, and it's hard. It depends on where you are in your rehab, whether you can get back and join meetings, and even that can be hard mentally for some. Some guys really need that and want that to stay, and some guys it hurts that they're not a part of it. So you try to just work with the player circumstantially where they are and what they need. But MJ is a big part of this football team, whether he's out on the field or not. He's a big part of this football team.
Kevin, the last periods yesterday with Gabriel and Shador, yeah. How do you think Berkey's handled that situation?
Yeah, I thought it was two really good two-minute situations, Tony. The first one was need a field goal. Second one was need a touchdown. Obviously, the distances were different on both. The time was different on both. But that's really the first time to work those mechanics for our football team, and I thought the guys did a nice job. That made a field goal was not planned. That just happened. And, I give credit to Bubba and the entire group in having the awareness that that was coming. So we talk a lot of times as a team that we have to have shared situational awareness. We can't just have one coach or one player. Everybody has to be on top of it. So Bubba did what he's supposed to do, made a Mayday field goal alert before that play, and it ended up being a sack, and we executed the play.
Why didn't they kick the field goal?
It wasn't their day to kick. They kicked the day before.
Kevin, can you talk about, before you even get started, three key defensive players you're not having this year on JOK and Justin?
Yeah, I've said before, I don't want to lose any of our guys for any reason. But it's the nature of our game is that guys get injured. And then it's an opportunity for other guys to step up. And that's, we've seen that over the course of time. Again, don't like any part of injuries for this team, for any team. We don't like this part of the game. But it's the reality of the game, and we have to have guys to step up.
You guys mentioned that Kenny Pickett would be reevaluated towards the end of the week. Is that something that you guys would do maybe on the off day Thursday? Is there any chance he could be back on Friday?
I would say, Mary Kay, with Kenny, with any player, you're really getting evaluated every day as you rehab and where you are. So with all of our injured players, with tomorrow being a non-practice day, although we'll work, that'll be a day to look at where everybody is and make a decision when appropriate on all of our players, Kenny included.
I know earlier in the offseason workout program, you guys said that he can be known as a playing safety, but he has a lot of experience in that corner. Mm-hmm. MJ's injuries, is there any thought that maybe he'll try him a little bit more on the slot?
Yeah, I think all those things, Daniel, are things that we're going to work through, not just today, but in the near future as well.
Hey, Kevin, specifically, what do you like about Gold Sams?
First of all, he's very mature, even though for his age, I don't think he's yet 21. I think he's our only player that's not yet 21. But he's very mature, very intelligent. And then he's a productive player when the ball's in his hands. He turned on the tape. He's making plays in a really good conference as well. So like where he is, another player that we're seeing what he can do, see what he's capable of, but really has the right makeup.
Kevin, is it fair to say, because Shador hasn't gotten any reps with the ones. I know he's getting some of the twos now. But is it fair to say, as you're trying to get this quarterback situation narrowed down here and you get deeper into camp, that he hasn't gotten reps now, he probably won't get any?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into specifics on the players and where they're getting reps and those type of things. He's working extremely hard, like all those guys are. We're still not yet through the installation schedule. We're still just introducing two-minute yesterday. We'll introduce some different distances today situationally. So I wouldn't really think much past that.
What's the comfort level with Jerome Ford, and how nice is that to have when you have the uncertainty with the Quinshon situation?
Jerome has really played well for us. He's a guy that has the home run ability at any moment's notice with his speed. I think he's gotten better over the course of his career in a bunch of different areas, and including blitz pickup, the pass game, those type of things. So glad that he's getting healthier, and then we're going to start seeing more and more of him in practice. But he's a guy that we've won with, that we've played well with, so we have a lot of confidence in Jerome.
Kevin, running receivers and running backs in now almost every play. I think you've always done that. What is just the thought process to do?
I think you want to – it's part conditioning. There's a lot that goes into it, but number one, we're in training camp, so we want to acclimate our bodies to getting ready for a season. I think there's a lot of communication that has to take place when you're going in and out of the huddle, and that's the premium if you want to operate successfully and efficiently as an offense, is you have to know who's in and who's out. So really training those guys to be very communicative when they're coming on and off the field. You'll see we'll put the offense and the defense on the sideline as opposed to just putting the offense behind. It's just too easy for them to step in the huddle. So just trying to mimic the game and get their bodies and their minds ready for the season. He's excused for personal, but he'll be back soon.
I know you've been dealing with it since you got here, but Myles Garrett, you know, it seems like he can just destroy practices. Right, he had a good day yesterday. He's always in the backfield. Like, do you have to and you talked yesterday about guys pulling off, but do you have to manage, like,
yes,
exactly how much he can do to, so it doesn't ruin everything?
Yeah, one of Myles Garrett's least favorite moments is in practice when I don't call a sack. Because we're in a 2-minute, and if you're always going to call a sack with Myles, you won't get much work in that 2 minutes. So he did. I did call one sack there when we got the Mayday field goal, like Tony was mentioning earlier. But there are going to be times where you let them play because we need to see it. So Myles, I've seen in practice settings versus really good tackles when we practice against other teams, I've seen him ruin the day for other teams. So
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I really appreciate that when that happens, but in the meantime, when it's Browns versus Browns, you just hope that, I know this, great players make other players great by how they practice hard. And Myles is making our team great with how he practices. And then when we go against other teams, he gets to ruin their day.
How do you think DeWand is handling that challenge so far?
Yeah, it is a challenge, and I think he's doing a nice job. Obviously, DeWand playing left tackle, rehabbing off of an injury, going against Myles every day, that will only make you better. There's going to be ups and downs, but I'd ask you to remember back to some of the teams we've practiced over the years and some really good tackles that we've practiced over the years, that it's hard to block Myles, period, and it's hard to block him in a practice setting, game setting, you name it. So when you battle, you have your wins, you have your losses, I think it only makes you better.
Have you noticed that DeWand, Kevin, feels more comfortable there this year at left tackle than he did here?
I think time on task, certainly you get more comfortable, Jeff, and I think that just only grows with each day.
When does your block three start?
Monday. Yeah, players are off Sunday. We'll start Monday, and then we travel, I believe, to Charlotte on Tuesday.
Did you get everything you wanted to accomplish in block two? Kenny's not here.
Well, we're not done just yet. So we still got today, tomorrow, the next Friday, Saturday. We'll be in pads all of these days, Mary Kay, so this is a big part of training camp.
Kevin, when the undrafted, when Judkins was drafted, use of the word bell cow, more quarterback.
Yeah.
With him not in there, are you back to committee approach at running back?
I think that's probably premature for me to say anything, you know, with what it's going to be like. It's hard to say at this point, Tony. So just based on who's available to us, that's how we'll construct the plan.
What did you like about that? The new running back you signed earlier this week?
Yeah, guy who's been in different situations. We know he's intelligent, tough runner. So just knew that he's another guy to add to the mix.
How do you feel about Deontay Johnson so far? He's been pretty good.
Yeah, I think like Deontay, you know, is like anybody else. He's doing a nice job of picking things up and trying to stack every single day. He's got the right attitude. So just getting better every day, I think, has been evident.
Has anybody returned to practice that hasn't been inside the
sideline? Probably. But I don't know off the top of my head.
Tony Brown's in Mike
Woods. No, they won't be back out there. Yeah, that group.
Kevin, okay. For Luke Fleury to go from a rookie tryout guy, minicamp tryout guy, to this opportunity, what is the skill set that made you guys want this extended?
Well, I call him Rambo because he wears that bandana across his head. So apparently his high school coach called him Rambo too. So I'm on to something. He's a local kid. He's doing a nice job putting him in there at different spots. He continues to show up. I appreciate about this rookie class just in general. They're working extremely hard. They're doing what we're asking them to do. And, you know, the biggest thing for me is when you're evaluating these guys is putting them in some positions and see how they respond. I think he's responded really well.
Good.
Okay, thank you guys. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Kevin Stefanski in his press conference. Daryl asked about first team reps.
Yes, he did.
Gosh, I hate you all.
Yes, he did.
Not the listeners. I mean my coworkers. God, do I hate you for it.
Look, I am only responding. And I know, Kenny, you bolted the studio because you did not want the show to go in that direction where all of a sudden we're hijacked by a poll. But listen, you can't deny that Browns fans want these reps to be dispersed in a different way.
Okay, so this is my problem here.
I mean, it's 60%.
I just had a big fight. 60% are saying they deserve first team draft.
Yeah.
So this is my problem here. I've been wrong with you guys, and I was wrong in the last segment, and I'm very, very sorry about that. And I should differentiate with you guys here, or I should come clean on something here. I can't tell you. By the way, press conferences on The Fan are brought to you by Montrose Ford. Choose Click Cruise at MontroseFordAkron.com. I'm saying he doesn't need first team reps, but I also can't say he doesn't deserve first team reps. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm not on the coaching staff. I don't see him every day in meetings. So if I say absolutely not the first team reps, who am I to say he doesn't deserve first team reps? Who am I to say?
So here is what
I'm not one to
here
say.
Here is one thing
so
that's
Daryl
clear.
Asked it. Daryl's right to ask the question because I'm in no position to say he doesn't need first team reps because I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, the one part of it that we've got to remember, we are only seeing the reps that obviously everybody can see at training camp when either you're there or you see the montages that are put together afterwards. Okay, but what we're not seeing is what kind of whiteboard stuff, what kind of questions are being asked. Now, me and you were like, all right, the rumors about this particular quarterback and the whiteboard, I think, had gotten a little out of control, right? They were making it seem like he was illiterate football-wise.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's no way. There's a guy who grew up in a football family. His father is one of the legendary, not just football players, but athletes in my lifetime.
Yeah.
You're telling me that kid came up, played all these games, you know, across different levels of football. Well, and we're going to act like he doesn't know what he's seen
but
at all?
I think what the fear is with everybody else is that he was kind of spoon-fed the offense. That's what I think maybe the fear was.
Sure, and like a lot of really talented college quarterbacks.
You'll kill me for this, but you say that there are a lot of really talented college quarterbacks, and you're right. But those coaches then do their own programs. They do their own things. Like, Dabo Sweeney's not the best example, but there's been guys who have been spoon-fed offenses before. They go to the NFL, and it's like, oh, boy, we're writing Chinese now. This is crazy. It's not that. But when you have a guy who's maybe spoon-fed the offense, and he's spoon-fed by Deion, these are allegations. These are not truths, guys. These are pre-draft allegations. If you're an NFL team that he was spoon-fed the offense and that it's by his dad, and his dad could leave that program at any time. This is before we knew any of the health problems or anything like that. His dad could arguably leave that program at any time. Then you're afraid that he's going to stick his nose into your business, and then you might not want that. The stuff with the AirPods and things like that, I don't believe any of that. I think it's silly. But the first team reps thing, I actually have to agree with you, and I have to almost do an about face here, because then I have to trust the office. I have to trust the coaching staff to say, well, he doesn't need first team reps. Well, I don't know if he doesn't need first team reps.
I don't know if first team reps aren't going to make him better. I don't know if no first team reps are going to help him or hurt him, or hurt him for that matter. I don't know. I'm not in the coach's office. I don't see him every day. So the argument of first team reps, it's just basically if you're a fanboy over the guy or not, or you just want to be entertained or not, or you just really like the guy and you don't really care much about any of the other quarterbacks. Because I've been pretty, I'm not trying to pick on Kenny Pickett or anything like that, but my God, the guy used to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was a number 20 overall pick. He's considered a bust with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Say whatever you want to about Mike Tomlin and Matt Canada, but the man's been considered a bust with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't like the Steelers. Yes, I took, as a fan, I took a special liking to that. Now he's with the Cleveland Browns. I'm trying to be as open-minded as possible, but obviously there's a history there that I don't really believe in him. Dylan Gabriel's got a great head on his shoulders, but obviously Dylan Gabriel has limitations. That's why he's the third round pick, and that's why everybody's saying he's overdrafted. Then we get to the Shador stuff. Shador's got a big ceiling. I don't know if he'll ever be able to reach it. That's up to the Browns. That's up to him. But if he has this big ceiling, he's exciting. I can't fight that. I can't fight common sense. And you can roll your eyes and say, this is why the Browns are the Browns. Like, I'm getting all that stuff. It's like, guys, you feel the same way. There's going to be intrigue with a guy who felt like that, who has that big a name, who did complete some very nice passes in college, you have to admit, that did raise the stakes for the Colorado Buffaloes when they were a more bun program. Arguably, no, there's no argument. They were the worst in P5.
Down and out, yeah.
When there was a P5. They were the worst in P5. He raised the profile. So, yeah, man, you can't help but be more curious and go, got all this practice time. Can it help? Can it hurt? Why can't we see him? I have to admit, you guys win, I lose. 216-474-0092. You happy? You win,
wow.
I lose.
Is that champion's you pose win, from the champions from social pose. Media?
Champions pose it. You guys got it, and I didn't. Just like
champions
another
pose. Champions pose. Up your nose with the rubber hose and a champions pose.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.